You're listening to Making Life Brighter on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel, where we provide you with the latest information in natural healing, consciousness training, and all cutting-edge healing modalities, featuring experts in their field, including authors, musicians, and artists. Making Life Brighter is your forum for healing, inspiring, and uplifting entertainment. Here is your host, Winifred Adams.
Good morning out there. I hope everybody's going jolly. We have yet another amazing guest this month in September on our Women's Empowerment Month here on Making Life Brighter Radio. And last week and the week before, we featured Rebecca and her amazing story. And next week, we have an amazing speaker, Jill Schiffelbein, and she is a well-known keynote speaker. And today, we have special guest Ellen Parker. Welcome, Ellen.
Hi there. Thank you for having me on your show.
Thank you for calling in so far away. Thank you for coming and being with us, because you have an amazing new book out called Stark Naked, and we're going to jump right in.
Yeah, that's right.
Tell us what prompted the title of that book.
The title was simply when I began to my own spiritual journey. And I came across things that were, for example, you know, all these enlightened masters and all the philosophies. And I thought to myself, well, we are all interconnected. How come once one gets it all, then why it should be a domino effect? But it wasn't. And I also found myself in a very difficult marriage that brought me into my spirituality. And I thought, okay, something just isn't working. And I tore myself to pieces with a large group of people in Oregon and came across a lot of things that made a lot of sense in the end. And that's what made me write the book. Because what I found over the years was that people would take my knowledge, would take my words, and would take my energy and turn them into their own, make them, but make sure sort of, oh, that I wasn't heard. And I thought, Ellen, what's wrong with you? Something's wrong here. And so we started this process with a large group of them all over the world and tore each other to the core. And we came up with amazing things like misinterpretations that are important to know, that are sort of like spiritual leaders. Their function is they have access to us, to the source, and they bring us their vision in theory, but it's up to us to realize it. So you are the one who heals you or opens your heart in the presence of such a person, for example. Then we came across that beauty, the most beautiful, that is a female force, the most potent female force that is actually able to realize the vision of the source, because its essence is not only beauty, it's truth. Her power is truth. And Winifred, this particular energy has only just arrived in our world. It has only just arrived. It's just experiencing itself. And so many, many things we found, youth has to do with your vitality, but not with a young body. And diseases, everything that happens to us, we create ourselves, regardless whether you caused the incident consciously. You still created by sending out a vibration into the world, and the world responds to you by causing an incident that hurts you.
So it's like a cause and effect kind of
realizing.
Yeah, it's a little bit like.
Am I being too long? So interrupt me.
No, it's the subconscious that you're talking about. You're talking about that everything is a cause and effect. Now, when you chose this title, it's because you dug deep with these people, exposing
the soul for the soul. I took the soul to its core. I stripped it of everything, and that is the title, Stark Naked.
And it's the truth about women. What is the truth about women, Ellen?
The truth about women is that women were born to they create our reality. You see, the thought of life is actually masculine, of masculine nature. And when you go way back, way, way back, first there was only masculinity, and then from masculinity, woman was born. So we, our function is not just to reproduce, but our function is actually to realize the male vision.
Do you believe in the balance of male and female?
The source. I'm sorry?
Do you believe in the balance of the masculine and the feminine within?
Yes. Absolutely. And we're moving into a time where that is occurring. There's been a missing link in terms of not all the female power has been present in our world. That's also caused the great instability, and I write about that in the book. And now that sort of the missing puzzle, if you like, is here as well. That will allow us to balance not only ourselves in the coming years, but also the world will automatically do that. Because the force itself carries an energy that propels you automatically into your own truth.
Now, it begs the question, what is your spiritual path? What is your understanding? Where does it derive from?
The reason we're here at all, really, is that this God energy, we all come from a source energy or God energy, if you like. And, you know, the animal world, the human soul, the nature, vegetation, all of that. And the purpose is for us to experience the human soul in the human body in its entirety in this world. And nature and vegetation and animal world assist us in doing that. So we're sort of, we're all part of each other, and we cannot go without one another. So we come from a source energy, and that's the reason we're here, to experience ourselves.
Did you study something in particular that brought you to this point?
I studied at a foundation in Oregon. And I worked, and I described that in detail in the book, how I came to all this. I had an oracle, and what happened was the oracle brought through the power from the people in the present, and primarily mine, sort of a knowledge that was deep, deep, deep inside you. And by her getting a mantra that she could momentarily leave her body, bring this energy through, and give us the theory of what was happening in the world. And we heard that already 25 years ago, what we are seeing today. And also why we are here, what we are doing. It's about the human soul in a human body to experience itself in its entirety.
Now, you're a beautiful woman inside and out, and your cover of your book speaks to that. It's also a little bit provocative in the back cover. Tell us a little bit about the choice around that, because it's a little bit tongue-in-cheek. Yep. At the same time, it's bold. What was that about?
thank you for saying that. Thank you. Simply because when the life energy, you know, the life energy in every human being sits at the base of your spine. That is why I have the back cover and the butt, a little bit of the butt. It sits at the base of the spine. And when the life, the creative life energy in every human being, when it releases, and I explain it in the book, it moves counterclockwise in the body, and all life is birthed from the sexual center between the legs. This is the life canal, if you like, the life channel, where life comes through, and also the energy, the best energy in you, or the most pure energy in you, whatever you want to call it, releases. It sits at the base of your spine, and it releases in a counterclockwise motion around your sexual area. That is the reason why I put the back cover the way I did.
Well, it's beautiful. You have great legs, and all women would die for those legs, and your whole backside, everything.
The back cover.
You go, Ellen, you go. That's fantastic. No, really, you are a beautiful and gentle soul, and you have been producing things that are to uplift our world in film and screenwriting and books. You've been hard at work for many years on this very path of, shall I call it truth? Would that be appropriate?
Yeah. Yes, for 26, almost 30 years now, yes.
And you started out in Europe, and then you ended up in the U.S. and down into Hollywood for a while.
The transformational process I did in the United States. Mm-hmm. I started out, I wanted to make movies. I like the whole process, not just, I began with the acting in San Francisco and then got into writing, then went to Hollywood to get, you know, your SAG card, the contacts you need to make. And during that time, I got into my spiritual journey. And all that took place in the States. And now I'm back in Europe. And oddly enough, it's pulling me back into America again.
I'm sure it will. When this gets out there to everybody and everyone begins to see this book, I'm sure you'll be quite busy. And all your other work, too, your production company, your Cali Productions.
The next thing will be the love story. It's a beautiful love story, and it's funny you asked me. It's about the balance of male and female inside us. And
yes.
I've written a beautiful love story about that by taking our masculinity, your masculinity and your femininity, and give them bodies and have them live their potential and realize themselves. It's a very beautiful story. So it's written for feature film and written for a mainstream audience. And there's been great interest, but, you know, it's timing, as we all know, and we're just moving into this time where a greater balance can occur in the world.
And on that note, we're going to take a quick break. We're speaking to Ellen Parker, and we're talking about her book today, which is called Stark Naked, The Truth About Women. So stay tuned. You can go and check out Ellen at ellenparker.com, and that's ELLYN. So we'll be right back. You're listening to Making Life Brighter Radio, and we'll be back with more Stark Naked and Ellen Parker right here.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Have you seen Winifred's healing jewelry? See what collectors and celebrities have been adoring for decades. Designs by Winifred is fine jewelry with meaning, based on the energetic healing property of natural semi-precious gemstones. Whether you prefer a custom design or wish to choose something special from her handcrafted line of jewelry, all of Winifred's designs are tuned in a crystal quartz tuning bowl to the word love. Blessed stones by masters and even John of God, these healing pieces have been coveted by happy customers for years. With a fine eye for energy and aesthetic, Winifred brings to life the beauty within each stone and its unique healing properties. Enjoy more energy with Brazilian citrine. Protect yourself from EMFs and rebalance with tourmalines. Break unwanted patterns with beautiful appetite. Choose from a wide variety of gemstones and their healing properties. Designs by Winifred is fine jewelry with meaning. Follow on Facebook at Designs by Winifred or email at info@designsbywinifred.com. You voted show host Winifred Adams Writer of the Year for her Making Life Brighter consciousness columns, Entertainer of the Year 2 years running for her Making Life Brighter radio show, and Humanitarian of the Year for the third year running for her healing work and work at John of God. Medical intuitive and host of the Voice America Making Life Brighter radio show, Winifred Adams is your resource for wellness and consciousness training. A master healer for 20 years with a worldwide and celebrity clientele, Winifred uses her unique gifts to help those in need with physical, spiritual, and emotional ailments or trauma. Individuals and families may book private sessions in person or via Skype worldwide. Go to MakingLifeBrighter.com for more information. Enjoy Winifred's monthly articles with upwards of 30,000 fans. To buy music and subscribe to her Voice America radio show, visit iTunes worldwide. Follow along on Facebook at Making Life Brighter for her latest humanitarian effort to help move elephants in South America to a free roam sanctuary.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Welcome back to Making Life Brighter with Winifred Adams on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel, the preferred choice for conscious education and entertainment. For more information, please visit us at MakingLifeBrighter.com. If you have questions or comments, please email us at radio@MakingLifeBrighter.com. That's radio@MakingLifeBrighter.com. And now, back to the show with your host, Winifred Adams.
And we're back. You're listening to Making Life Brighter Radio, and I'm your host, Winifred Adams. And today we have special guest Ellen Parker, and that's E-L-L-Y-N, for those of you that are going to go and look her up and check it out. She's got a great new book out called Stark Naked, The Truth About Women. And Ellen, where can people buy your book?
On Amazon, worldwide on Amazon, and also through my publisher in London, AustinMcCauley.com. That's AustinMcCauley.com.
There you go. You can go and check it out on Amazon, and you can go to Austin McCauley and pick up a copy there. You'll want to read this book. It's an interesting exploration into spirituality, into women, and to, I would even say, sexuality. Is that fair to say? Because it is about energy, and you're talking about energy.
Because your core energy is your sexual energy. It is.
Tell us what you found in your exploration with the group that we talked about last segment. You were talking about how you dug deep and you sort of uncovered all these truths. What did you come up with?
Well, it was, I didn't go there voluntarily. You know, I was really more into making movies. And I got pulled into this. I had everything taken from me. It's an energy thing that happens when you are meant to do something. Your power will remove everything from you until you go where you're meant to go. And so I found myself with this group. And what I experienced was a huge jealousy. People wanted, they all would say to me, they would look at me, oh, well, she has it all. And there was this phenomenal wanting to be like me and simultaneously not believing when I would say something. It was terrible. And behind my back, they would actually use my words and my knowledge. And I'm saying, okay, am I invisible? And that's why I put that in the back of the book, because I was treated as if I did not exist.
And yet your truth,
it was my knowledge that was being taught, but because it came through the oracle, you have, how can I put it? You have a group of people and you need to bring the weakest one or the most destructive one along. You do that, any therapist would do that, yeah? So you pick the weakest one and your focus goes on that to be able, because we're all interconnected. So that the information that was actually in me and I knew it would come through her and people would believe it was her who was, so to speak, the smart one, the knowledgeable one, the enlightened one, if you like, until they found out that wasn't the case at all. But then they were never to believe that to begin with. And the reason that happened, we did the setup, is because it's the setup, Winifred, that's exactly happening in our world. People worship people who do not house what they speak. They speak theory, but they have no idea how to realize it. So what I was shown at this foundation was the big picture of what is happening in the world and how can you turn something like this around. I'll tell you how you turn it around. By living through every difficulty that you see in the world, every injustice, and find a purpose in it. Find out why this is happening. Where is it coming from? And I explain this in detail, and it will make sense to those when you read it. It will make sense to you. Why, and this is why I came up with what I came up with.
That's so beautiful.
I live through all the injustices that you can possibly think of in the world. And the purpose was to find out why the world is the way it is and where is it coming from and how can you solve it.
What do you feel
is really the essence of the book? That's the essence of the book.
I love it. I love it. You have a firsthand experience of people tugging at your truth and tugging at your energy field to, in a sense, be you. Yeah. Until they could recognize who they were. Is that right? Without taking from another.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so you've turned it around and said, let's look at this and let's explore this and the how-to. So what do you recommend if someone came up to you and said, Ellen, how do I turn my life around? How do I go out there and feel that connection and that power? What would you say?
Yeah. I recommend that you find a quiet moment somewhere and be very focused. You can speak it loudly if you want, to your higher self, to your power, and command it and tell it what it is you want. And if you are not certain what it is you want, then tell it to show you, but you need to command it to show you how you can find, how you can get there where you're supposed to be.
So you're saying ask your subconscious.
The key is that you talk to yourself. You talk to yourself, but you need to do it in a very focused, commanding way. Yeah? It will lead you. Your soul will lead you instantly. If I say to myself, to my higher self, whatever you want to call it, you want to call it God, you want to call it Source, it doesn't matter what you call it. Say, you know what? Where am I supposed to be? Or I want to be over here. How can I get there? You will find the answers within a few days.
Did you know as a child that you were aware of things, or did you become aware over time?
Yeah. Now, I was 10 or 11 when I knew that I housed the most beautiful energy, female energy in the world. I did not know what that meant, you know, but I knew that I housed it. I had the understanding of that force in me. I knew that, and, you know, but when you hear that as a child and then you become a teenager, you look at what the world calls the most beautiful people, you know, and I would look at them and I'm thinking, well, the world doesn't treat me like that. <You know? laughs> But I was aware, for example, as a child, I was 6 years old and I heard the English language for the first time in songs. I did not know what the people were singing, but the sound was more familiar to me than the German language, which is my mother tongue. So
amazing.
I knew I had experienced that somewhere before. That's also, I explain reincarnation in the book. How do you know that we have been here before? The soul is a computer. It stores all of the experiences you have ever encountered. And when you encounter now an incident in your life that you react very strongly to, but you've never had such an incident before, then you've lived it before, because the soul only knows what it has already experienced before.
Absolutely. I'm sure you had those experiences when you were a child. I mean, you must have had experiences like that all throughout, because that was probably familiar to you, correct?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear this very well. I'm going to have to ask you to repeat it.
You probably had those experiences, the recognition and the affirmation of these types of aha remembrances of another lifetime when you were young, when you were growing up and a teenager and all that. Is it what propelled you?
I mentioned one lifetime in the book that I remember, where I remember certain fragments, yes.
Did it propel you to move forward out of Austria and to another world? Did that seeking then push you forward?
Yeah, I knew as a teenager already, I did not belong here. This was not my home. Meaning my home, I belonged somewhere else in the world. I belonged in the English-speaking world. And part of that, though, was I wanted to get out because the things I needed to study in school, I had to study physics, chemistry, Latin. There were subjects I did not want. I wanted to study, more languages. I wanted to study theater. I wanted to study film, but none of these things were available. And so I could not wait to get out. And after school, I went straight to London and spent 2 years in London for the language. And so, I knew I belonged out in the world. I'm sort of a world girl.
You are a world girl. You're a beautiful girl. And you have a heart that matches that as well. And so I'm very eager to have you take this and go back out into the world to speak about it, because our world needs to hear your take on this whole idea of spirituality, of truth, of femininity, of all these things. And we're going to take a quick break and we're going to be back. We're going to speak more with Ellen Parker here, and you can go to ellenparker.com and you can check it out. You can buy her book, Stark Naked, The Truth About Women, on Amazon. And it's E-L-L-Y-N, just so you know. You're listening to Making Life Brighter Radio, and we're going to be right back with more Ellen Parker right here. Stay tuned.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Have you seen Winifred's healing jewelry? See what collectors and celebrities have been adoring for decades. Designs by Winifred is fine jewelry with meaning, based on the energetic healing property of natural semi-precious gemstones. Whether you prefer a custom design or wish to choose something special from her handcrafted line of jewelry, all of Winifred's designs are tuned in a crystal quartz tuning bowl to the word love. Blessed stones by masters and even John of God, these healing pieces have been coveted by happy customers for years. With a fine eye for energy and aesthetic, Winifred brings to life the beauty within each stone and its unique healing properties. Enjoy more energy with Brazilian citrine. Protect yourself from EMFs and rebalance with tourmalines. Break unwanted patterns with beautiful appetite. Choose from a wide variety of gemstones and their healing properties. Designs by Winifred is fine jewelry with meaning. Follow on Facebook at Designs by Winifred or email at info@designsbywinifred.com. You voted show host Winifred Adams Writer of the Year for her Making Life Brighter consciousness columns, Entertainer of the Year 2 years running for her Making Life Brighter radio show, and Humanitarian of the Year for the third year running for her healing work and work at John of God. Medical intuitive and host of the Voice America Making Life Brighter radio show, Winifred Adams is your resource for wellness and consciousness training. A master healer for 20 years with a worldwide and celebrity clientele, Winifred uses her unique gifts to help those in need with physical, spiritual, and emotional ailments or trauma. Individuals and families may book private sessions in person or via Skype worldwide. Go to MakingLifeBrighter.com for more information. Enjoy Winifred's monthly articles with upwards of 30,000 fans. To buy music and subscribe to her Voice America radio show, visit iTunes worldwide. Follow along on Facebook at Making Life Brighter for her latest humanitarian effort to help move elephants in South America to a free roam sanctuary.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Welcome back to Making Life Brighter with Winifred Adams on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel, the preferred choice for conscious education and entertainment. For more information, please visit us at MakingLifeBrighter.com. If you have questions or comments, please email us at radio@MakingLifeBrighter.com. That's radio@MakingLifeBrighter.com. And now, back to the show with your host, Winifred Adams.
You're listening to Making Life Brighter Radio, and I have special guest Ellen Parker with us today, and she's talking about her book, Stark Naked, The Truth About Women. And we were discussing the concept about how she came to these understandings. But Ellen, what does it take, in your opinion, to balance the world as it is today?
The balance is done in the world by forces. Everybody has a gift they can bring to the world, every human being, but some know that, you know, some know their purpose, whatever, if you want to call it that. Some know their gift and some don't. And we have also a lot of people who really are not wanting to do what they're actually supposed to be doing in this world. You have you have the light and the dark, and this battle is going on. And so it's a force, the strongest female force is the strongest life force available, and that force is now here in this world. It took 3 years to bring it here, the last 3 years, and it's about to take over the world. And people and spiritual leaders, a lot of people talk about that. It's about to take over the world starting next month, and the strongest female force will meet up with the strongest male force. And whatever discrepancies there are in the world, there will be exposed, that will be brought to the surface. And then, you know, once, how do you stop destruction? By exposing the truth. By exposing
absolutely
it. And then you have a clear slate, and you can begin anew. And this is how you balance. And everybody has a gift. Everybody and people are beginning, you know, there are more people who are becoming conscious, and they all want to create a better world. And so when, you know, more and more people are chipping in and doing something that matters to them, and that's how you balance the world. It will take, of course, give it the next, 7 to 10 years, but we are going to have a very balanced world then. But before then, we're going to have a very explosive world, because there's just a lot of dark that needs to be exposed first. You know, that force, this great force now, will do that so that we can balance the world.
Well, you know, that brings me to my next point,
that you will be heard, I will be heard, and other people who have great things to bring to the world will have a better platform to do so.
Yes, it'll be more received. It'll be more available to their spirit. They'll be able to take it in,
The lights in the world will take over the materialistic world. That will happen a lot. So in other words, the money world, you know? The light,
yes.
Sort of the light will take over the dark. This is what's gonna happen within the next 7 to 10 years.
So on that note,
people don't
need to buy into fear, because fear will only stagnate, because it's really here. There's feminine here. It's happening right now.
Yeah, fear is an illusion. If you can understand that, when you get threatened, this is a great thing right now that you're saying, actually. When someone threatens you, you know, or whatever, where you get scared with something more, you know what? Just throw it out. Hand it over to your source and really hand it over and say, okay, keep me safe. Keep me safe. And you watch in an instant. If you do that with a command, with a clear command from you, watch what happens. You feel neutral. The fear is gone and nothing happens. Nothing will harm you.
Shouldn't we have countries run by this philosophy?
This is something I want to do.
Really?
No, fear doesn't exist. Fear is, it really is an illusion. It is an illusion. And I see that so much when I look at for example, you know, when be it the mafia or be it when journalists get close to some truth that, you know, big people don't want to hear, and they start threatening and all these things. No, but if you don't buy into it, nothing will happen to you. Nothing will happen to you. Mm-hmm. I swear to God, if you don't buy into it, if you just stay in your integrity and say, you know what, I'm doing this for the greater good, nothing will happen to you.
Now,
something I want to do in the future is work with the little ones, with the kindergartners, in how to show them. There's a specific technique how to show them to protect themselves when they are in danger and when mom and dad are not around.
That's beautiful.
And that is a specific command to you give to yourself. And I explain that also in the book. That, and you will see. Nothing happens when you don't buy into what someone says. Well, you're not going to work in this place, you know, in this town anymore. If you don't buy into that, nothing's going to happen. But if it scares you, then this, whoever's doing it to you, has the upper hand. See, fear is what you believe. And, yeah.
Well, you know, shouldn't we have leaders of countries more along the line of this philosophy instead of the posturing all masculine, you know, our missiles to your missiles and such? I believe in a world upcoming, and I'm sure you do too, where there is a better way to make decisions in a way that's more balanced, that includes everyone instead of excluding.
Yeah, Winifred, we live in a masculine driven world, and the missing link was the female force that's arrived here now that can meet this masculine world. You know, it's as potent. It's as strong, and you will see this is what eventually will balance the world.
You know, I don't know about you, but I feel very strong as a female. Do you? Do you walk in the world feeling strong as a female? Because I do. I'm not fearful of those people.
No, I know who I am, and I have no fear. I can honestly say that fear was blown out of me in my transformational journey, you know, over the years.
Yes.
When you read the book, you'll see it, because I've had to live through things where others would have probably not survived it, but I never put into it. So I'm still here and I'm stronger than ever. and I feel good, don't get me wrong, and I feel it.
And no, beautiful.
You're
radiant. That's the word for you. You're radiant, and that's what I've always noticed about you is your radiance. And I don't mean that just physically. I mean you have a beauty of quiet femininity that is strong. It's radiant, and people need to explore your work some more, including your projects and your screenplays and all the things that Kelly Productions has put forward.
If I may say that, I put together a bunch of short videos. I sent you some of them, but all of them can be viewed on YouTube. All of them, And many can also be viewed on my Facebook page, but all of them are on YouTube because they don't fit on my website. But there's a lot of information also on my website as well. But the videos are short and precise, and I think they will help a lot of people in understanding themselves a little better. I do believe that.
We were talking about feminine. Go ahead.
Now, for example, health and diseases, how you create your own diseases and how you can undo them.
Yes.
Then also abortion, I think, is a big thing. Abortion, that worries me. You know, what worries me is the wrong word, but what makes me sort of wonder and where I what I think a lot about is we have movements happening, and it's not just in America, in the world, of organizations and movements that want to create the perfect world. You cannot create the perfect world. Simply, you know, there's movements out there, religious movements, for example, where they say, oh, only this book is the only true word of God. No, you know what? There are many roads that lead you to your God. Yeah?
Right.
And that's very dangerous. Those things are dangerous because they're so obsessed with their own view. Yeah? And the same with the diet. That's why, you know, I know vegan is very trendy. Yes, it works for some brilliantly, but it does not work for all the different soul energies in the world. You have to, our forces, the energies in us, the power of that is animalistic in nature. And when you look into the animal world, you see how, not only how smart they have to get into what they need to survive, but also you see the different kinds. There's vegans. There are vegans, there are vegetarians, there are those who need livestock in order to make it, and the same applies to the mm-hmm. human species. We have the same diversity. These different souls have different needs. You know, I've had discussions with physicians who say, well, that's not true. The anatomy, you know, in fact, would be better off on a vegan diet, and they say, yes, the anatomy, but not the energy that controls our anatomy every moment of our existence.
And on that note, we have to take a quick break, and we're going to be back with more Ellen Parker right here and her book, Stark Naked, The Truth About Women. We love this. So we'll be back in one just minute. Just stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Have you seen Winifred's healing jewelry? See what collectors and celebrities have been adoring for decades. Designs by Winifred is fine jewelry with meaning, based on the energetic healing property of natural semi-precious gemstones. Whether you prefer a custom design or wish to choose something special from her handcrafted line of jewelry, all of Winifred's designs are tuned in a crystal quartz tuning bowl to the word love. Blessed stones by masters and even John of God, these healing pieces have been coveted by happy customers for years. With a fine eye for energy and aesthetic, Winifred brings to life the beauty within each stone and its unique healing properties. Enjoy more energy with Brazilian citrine. Protect yourself from EMFs and rebalance with tourmalines. Break unwanted patterns with beautiful appetite. Choose from a wide variety of gemstones and their healing properties. Designs by Winifred is fine jewelry with meaning. Follow on Facebook at Designs by Winifred or email at info@designsbywinifred.com. You voted show host Winifred Adams Writer of the Year for her Making Life Brighter consciousness columns, Entertainer of the Year 2 years running for her Making Life Brighter radio show, and Humanitarian of the Year for the third year running for her healing work and work at John of God. Medical intuitive and host of the Voice America Making Life Brighter radio show, Winifred Adams is your resource for wellness and consciousness training. A master healer for 20 years with a worldwide and celebrity clientele, Winifred uses her unique gifts to help those in need with physical, spiritual, and emotional ailments or trauma. Individuals and families may book private sessions in person or via Skype worldwide. Go to MakingLifeBrighter.com for more information. Enjoy Winifred's monthly articles with upwards of 30,000 fans. To buy music and subscribe to her Voice America radio show, visit iTunes worldwide. Follow along on Facebook at Making Life Brighter for her latest humanitarian effort to help move elephants in South America to a free roam sanctuary.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Welcome back to Making Life Brighter with Winifred Adams on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information, please visit us at MakingLifeBrighter.com. If you have questions, comments, or would like to make an appointment with Medical Intuitive Winifred Adams, please email us at radio@MakingLifeBrighter.com. Be sure to like us on Facebook at Making Life Brighter, the preferred choice for conscious education and entertainment. Now back to the show with your host, Winifred Adams.
And we're back. You're listening to Making Life Brighter Radio. If you have a question or a comment, please like us on Facebook at Making Life Brighter. And you can always email me directly at radio@MakingLifeBrighter.com. We have the fabulous, amazing, unbelievably talented and multi-purposed Miss Ellen Parker on our show today, and that's E-L-L-Y-N for those of you looking her up and who are going to go buy her book on Amazon.com, which I highly recommend. She is a gifted soul and a knowing woman who is very strong in her femininity, and this book speaks to that. You know, we were talking about feminine power, Ellen, and you have a strong position on the idea of abortion. Tell us about that.
Yeah. I think that there's not enough knowledge out in the world in terms of how an energy works. When a newborn energy enters a mother's womb, the seed of it, the seed of that new soul enters the womb. It is alive and starts building the body, you know, the heartbeat and everything. But the bulk of the energy, the bulk of that new energy sits to the left of the mother's head for the duration of the entire pregnancy. So when, for whatever reason, you know, a becoming mother decides to abort a fetus, whatever, you know, nobody does it lightly, then she aborts an unfinished body. But she cannot kill a soul, because the soul goes back into the universe where it came from. And what I think people don't know is that any soul, we all decide our lifespan in a human body here from start to finish, and nobody else. And also a new soul, when it comes into a mother's womb, it takes up to 5 months to even decide if it will stay in that womb. And the reason for that is you lay out a life plan long before you come into a mother's womb. And sometimes, you know, the circumstances have changed for the mother and may not be helping this new soul. And that is when a new soul leaves again. You know, you will hear that also when the first full breath happens, when the baby is actually born, when it comes into our world, when it leaves the birth canal. That is when it takes its first full breath, all of the soul there, all of it. And I'm sure you've heard stories where, you know, babies are born and they don't breathe, and they have to clap it a little bit on its bottom to get it to breathe. And that is because the soul has taken off. It's somewhere out in the universe. It needs to be brought back into this new body. It's very much like when you meditate. When you meditate and you're in a state where you just, you take off and all of a sudden you come back in and you don't even know where you've been or anything, but you know you were gone. And it's very much like this, because any baby takes up to 3 years to fully come into its new body.
You know, I've seen that in my healing work when I'm working with pregnant mothers or helping mothers become pregnant. I've seen the soul. Seeing the soul sitting around them and being with them and coming in and out, moving in and out of the mother and the mother's womb as we work together.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's amazing to watch. It really is. So
I think that some of the difficulties, I think, why our world is the way it is because it's not understood how the human soul operates. You know,
correct.
We have no schools, really. You know, you can only learn it in a spiritual journey, in your own journey.
Right. And what do you feel about the abortion process? What do you feel about that?
Well, I feel about, you know, it is, the woman has to carry it. I give a question at the end of my short video, and I say, how can a becoming mother, when she aborts a fetus, how can a woman who has been a resident for so many years in this world be less important than an unborn soul that is completely dependent upon this woman? You know, who has the right? My question to you, Winifred, is who has the right to tell such a woman what she can do and what she cannot do? I believe it's her choice.
I always believed it's a woman's choice. And it's interesting because we say that there's a choice up to a point, and then I have watched this even in my healing work with people who are trying to make those decisions, that ultimately as they get closer, most women in a good circumstance will gravitate toward keeping the child most.
Absolutely.
And
it's
just natural. Yeah. It becomes natural. But there are circumstances where perhaps they need to do something for whatever variety of reasons. But Ellen, we're almost out of time, and I love this, and I could go on for hours and talk to you more about all these things, and I love this. So, quickly, it's Ellen Parker, ellynparker.com, for those of you out there. Look up Ellen. Check it out. You have to go and get her book, Stark Naked, The Truth About Women, on Amazon.com worldwide. And Ellen, will you be speaking anywhere? Will you be having, you know, talks and book signings upcoming?
No, my marketing person in London is working on book signings, but I don't have any dates yet. And speaking is something, you know, it's a good point you're saying that, because my best friend who sort of stood by me throughout this journey, and I mentioned her in the book, always said, Ellen, you need to do a show, you need to do a show. And I said, well, I think that's a timing thing. I think a little bit further down the road. But what I would like, where my focus goes next, is in getting the love story to people. Because the love story shows the harmony and the merging of male and female in a realistic, emotionally and solely in a realistic way.
That's so beautiful. I look forward to that.
But I wanted to make sure that the soul, how the soul, you know, works through things and emotionally, I wanted it to be real. And that, I think, would, from my personal point of view, I can serve the world the best if I can get that made into a movie.
I love it. Well, we'd love to have you back. What makes your life brighter? It's a question I ask everybody at the end of every show. What makes your life brighter?
People like you. People who, yes, I'm a, you know, and I say that even in the book. Yeah, I think
you.
Beaten to the points of, no, you know, But I love people. I'm a people person. I believe in the human race. I've always cared for the world. I'm a giver. I belong to the people who are givers. And despite all the things that happened to me, I'm in love with people and life.
Wow. Well, you can't do better than that. Thank you so much for coming and being with us today. All the best to you with this amazing book and the upcoming show. So, love that. All right. Well, thank you so much, Ellen. We'll see you again. Thank you for being on Making Life Brighter Radio. Go jolly, everybody. We'll see you next week with Jill Schiffelbein.
Thank you for listening to Making Life Brighter on the Health and Wellness Channel. Be sure to join us every Thursday at 10 a.m. for information, inspiration, and education with leading experts in healing and consciousness. For more information and a complete show schedule, please visit us at makinglifebrighter.com. Making Life Brighter, successfully helping you feel better from the inside out. Go jolly!